Nice job, Richie.
I like that transition.
Nice recovery, yeah. So it's a Christmassy sort of day in that we only have, we have 13 days till Christmas, counting them down. But today is a special day here on Good Day, and a special day pretty much everywhere. If people have their head sort of screwed on correctly, they realize how special 12-12-12 is.
And I just realized it's one of my friend's birthdays today. How fun is that?
Who's that?
Marcella. I think you've met her.
Yeah. I think I remember that. What an interesting day to be born. The population of the globe today.
Hey, I wear a size 12 shoe. You think that gives me any extra luck?
Size 12 shoe? I'm not sure.
I was born in the 12th month of the year.
Yeah, okay. 12th month of the year?
How else am I connected to 12?
I don't know. There are seven, as of this moment, there are 7,101,655,005 people on the planet. And the number is going up since I just mentioned that. It's up to 21, 26, 28, 31, 34, 39. That's how fast the population is growing on the planet.
Tell you what, we need to do something about this. Everybody right now, stop.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
No matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Stop. Was it?
Stop.
All right.
Yeah.
Population control handled.
Okay.
Well, it's
now up to 7,101,656,091, Rich. So, I want to know, if you were put in charge of the world, what would you do? Given the fact that today is the 12th of December, a brand new world is upon us. Richie's been following the question we asked. It was somewhat similar to that on our Facebook page and on Twitter. The last 24 hours has seen some interesting action, Richie. Facebook, by the way, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. We have our smart mom tip of the day. Jennifer's in charge of that. So when she comes back next week, we'll get caught up
on that. So we'll catch up when she gets back.
Yeah, and Roberta's off today because she's going to the Bruce Springsteen 12-12-12 concert tonight. Meanwhile, in the real world, what are people saying about what we asked yesterday, Rich?
Yesterday we asked on Facebook, when and where was the happiest time of your life?
Mm-hmm.
And as expected, a lot of people say when my first child was born, my second child was born, when every child was born. But we got some people, you know, like Michelle says, nothing can trump being a mother for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little girl on the farm, says Gail. John says, May 23rd, 2002, 7:16 p.m., delivery room of the Women's Children's Hospital on the moment my twins were born. So you get a lot of that. Here's Elke, who says, in Berlin, Germany, being an army wife. Kahuna Rick says, right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Marie says, every day, by choice, I am happy. Years ago, an elderly woman said to me, any day above ground is a good day, and I live by that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Some nice thoughts there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Scott, who says, last night when I changed the channel after hearing your stupid opinions about the Aussie prank, obviously you don't have to have be very bright to be a talk radio host.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daryl,
you have to be very bright to listen to people who aren't very bright.
Yeah. So, and then Daryl says right after that, Scott, there's an off switch on your radio.
Yeah. Help yourself to it.
Tom Betts, our buddy, says high school.
If I can stop there for a second.
I want to say something about the
guy's entitled to his opinion. What I said, for those of you who don't know what I said, is that the two people in Australia who were blamed by some, the British press calling them all kinds of names and referring to them as two individuals with blood on their hands, that is so arrive from what reality is. You understand the nature of this business and how people are encouraged wherever they are to do outrageous things. I noticed that Don Imus, who was fired for doing something outrageous. He's got his contract renewed for another 3 years.
Right, yeah.
So he will be well into his 70s doing that program, which he's been doing for quite a long time. And he's more guilty of that probably than anybody else. There is no reason in the world to blame those two kids for what happened to that woman committing suicide.
Yeah, none. If you commit suicide based on that,
you think that they're the reason for that, then you're foolish. So that's, and the guy was angry because I said that. You can be angry all you want. It doesn't change what the reality is, nor does it change what my opinion is.
It's like Bud Selig in baseball, telling everybody that they have to go out and be superstars. And if you want this contract to make this amount of money, you have to be able to do this, this, and this. And then penalize people for doing what it takes to do this, this, and this. Yeah. What you expected them to do.
It's called bad management, is what it's called. All right, so anyway.
Larry says, as a 6 to 10-year-old boy in a small Texas town in the early 1950s.
Oh, swell. All right, so you can continue to comment
on
those things.
Do you think that's swell, though?
What? Being a kid in a small town in the 1950s?
Do you think...
Yeah, I think that's pretty swell.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And everybody's childhood is happy.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't know. I think kids today are not happy as much because
people look back at their childhood a lot.
Too exposed to too much information that's not pertinent.
Finally, as like, those were the good times. High school, those were the good times.
Yeah.
But isn't it kind of sad if you peaked in your happiness quotient when you were 6 or you're 18?
That's horrible. Oh, that's terrible.
Or you're 22.
Yeah, that's lousy.
Or something.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to think that the happiest time of my life is behind me.
No. Not at all. Don't think that way. Not good. I was, in reference to 12-12-12, here's something as you think about how you might change the world, how the world would be tomorrow if you were running things, if you were put in charge of the planet, how would you run it? 800-510-8255. Could you ensure the total eradication of extreme poverty? Or could you ensure the eradication of war using peaceful means? Could you? Would you? Would you make a better leader than those who are now the leaders? Think about your philosophy. Think about who's crazy. Think about what is the blueprint. Because all the stuff going on in the world now with all the disruption is a blueprint for disaster. And people who are responsible for this on either side. I mean, we talk about this with some regularity, how crazy it is that we can't find a solution to our problems.
But that's the way we're supposed to be. That's the way we're designed.
You've listened to me, and that's what I said.
No, I mean, I believe that without craziness and horror...
You don't appreciate the good.
You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, if we lived in this Zen state where everybody was happy all the time and nothing bad ever happened, I mean, why do good people die? Good people die so that we can appreciate those good people.
Yeah. So what's the secret code here, if you're wise enough to be able, in no uncertain terms, to understand what's going on in the world? How would you fix things as the population grows? By the way, it's up to, 100 people have been born on the planet since I last gave you the number, Richie.
Stop it, people. Slow down.
That's amazing.
You're out of control.
Yeah. So Billy Joel is performing at the concert. And let's see. We have Bruce Springsteen.
You don't think Billy Joel do New York...
kind of girl?
New York Minute, yeah.
Let's see. Bon Jovi, Eric Clapton. I'm just trying to see who else is involved in this thing. Billy Joel, Alicia Keys, Chris Martin, the Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen, Eddie Vedder, Roger Waters, Kanye West, The Who, and Paul McCartney.
Oh, Eddie Vedder, too.
Are all part of this concert. Wow. And the money is going to the Robin Hood Relief Fund. What the heck is that?
I don't know.
The Robin Hood Relief Fund. All right, you look it up, and let me tell people about... Actually, we have... a number of things going on. In the next half hour, Andrea Metcalf will be back. We're working on the 12 days of fitness before Christmas, so she has another tip for you there. You'll hear Craig Smith talk about where he thinks the country is going. Plus, we'll have our television report all up and coming here on Good Day.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Go cut.
Turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
It was on this day in 1980 when oil tycoon Armand Hammer, I always love that name.
Yeah.
His grandson is the actor Armie Hammer. Did you know that?
No, I figured they had to be related.
Yeah, he's his grandson.
I mean, why in the world would you give somebody that name?
Armie Hammer. He's the one who plays the Lone Ranger in that new movie of the same name, which Johnny Depp plays Tonto in. And again, my son, who's be friends with some of these kids, says he's a really good guy. Anyway, Armand Hammer bought a notebook of writings by Leonardo da Vinci on this date in 1980 for $5.5 million.
Now you got my attention.
At an auction in London. It was the highest price ever paid for a manuscript, 36 pages long, dated back to 1508.
Wow.
Imagine that as a collector. Wowie zowie. That's very cool stuff.
Can he read it?
Actually. Well, I don't know what. Well, it would be in Italian, I'm guessing, or Latin, probably.
You'd pay another $1 million for somebody to
translate it. Yeah, 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
For us to review what happened on The Voice, the number one show on NBC television. They seem to be building much of their schedule around how they position the show, Richie, as they get down to the finale. They're, after last night, down to three people. Here is Cassidy Pope and Terry McDermott, two of the finalists, opening the show last night with Little Talk. I don't know much about this song, do you?
It's from a band called Of Monsters and Men. I don't know a whole lot about it.
All that's left is a ghost of you.
I think these, when you devote yourself to these shows, you have to give your whole, you don't go back to work, you're not doing your regular job, right? You spend all day rehearsing.
Depends on how far you get. I mean, you're definitely taking a leave of absence, for sure, but some people end up going back to their jobs, some people go on to the tour.
Yeah. Well, last year's finalist, Juliette Sims, managed to try a new course correction, and she is a professional singer now. Matter of fact, she showed up on The Voice last night with her new single, Wild Child. And here's a piece of it.
Ooh.
Don't remember her. But then, I think a lot of, there's only a few that we remember from American Idol, even, right, Richie?
This has got a little action to it.
Yeah. Bad. Okay, so we have another contestant from last year, Ray Lynn, also on the show last night, singing her new single, Boyfriend. That low. That's an interesting lyric line.
Interesting.
Yeah. So those are two performers that were big last year on The Voice. They did not win. They were contestants and finalists, and they've decided to make a career or try to make a go of it as a pop singer. And apparently people know who she is, so good luck. Let's get back to what's going on. Wait a minute. Here's another singer
from last year. Yeah.
Chris Mann singing a song called Road. What has happened to this point in the program is that Terry McDermott gets through, Cassidy Pope gets through, Nicholas David is through. Here he is singing with Trevin Hunt, who is out now.
It's a long road when you face the world alone.
Sorry, this is
so pedantic.
Sorry.
Will you too?
frightened.
Which one is which, do you know?
Well, the first guy was Nicholas David. This is Trevin Hunt.
So he's the one who's out.
Yes. This is the geeky white guy from Minnesota with the beard, and the other one is the big black dude that's got the really soulful voice.
Okay. All right, so that's our catch-up on the voice. We know now who's advancing and who's going home. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, sometimes you just got to stop and play in a puddle. If you are lucky, your dog will wait for you. The video today is the cutest one you will see all day long. Pets that make us smile. We have actually a whole series of stills at DougStephan.com as well right now. You can check out pets, people's pets, and how cool they are in various circumstances. And then this video, playing in a puddle. Whether you do it or your dog does it. Check out the video at DougStephan.com.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Why don't you turn it off?
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true.
Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hang nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stranger to actually being a guest on a lot of talk radio programs. You've heard him before. I remember the days when he actually did a talk radio program, or he did a lot of programs that maybe the host took a day off, and Craig Smith said, I'll do that program. So he did. Craig's with us. He's the chairman of Swiss America Trading Corporation, which is an investment firm specializing in lots of interesting things that have to do with the shape. What is the old expression? I like the shape we're in, or I don't like the shape of the shape that we're in.
Isn't that the truth? I think both would be applicable today, Doug. And I got to tell you, visiting with you before we went on the air was just wonderful to walk down memory lane, that we've seen so much come and go over the last 20, 25 years. And, of course, nothing's been more appropriate than what's happened over the last 10 years, especially the last four. So there's a lot that America has to deal with nowadays, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. And you have dealt with it in a number of philosophical ways. Craig Smith has written The Great Debasement, which is a book. All of the books that you write are pretty much commentaries on the reality of the day. And I guess when we, these sorts of radio programs and these sorts of stations, what we call news talk stations, they deal with the issues of the day. So what's the issue in The Great Debasement?
Well, what we did, Doug, is we looked at the last 4 years of what's happened under the Obama administration, and it made us take a close, hard look at history. You know the old saying, if you don't learn from history, you're destined to repeat it. Mm-hmm. We found out that 100 years ago, in 1912, when Woodrow Wilson was elected president of the United States, he was our first truly progressive politician that took over the White House. Well, in 1913, he enacted the Federal Reserve and, of course, the 16th Amendment, which was federal income taxes. And we realized that that set America on a course of progressive thinking that has now created a $16 trillion debt and a welfare state to where 50% of Americans now get some type of benefit for the U.S. government. We found it interesting that it was a 100-year period, and during that 100 years, the money was debased. It was devalued, where a dollar in 1912 today is worth about 2.5-3 cents.
Oof.
And we found out that this wasn't just typical of America. It happened to the Athenians. It happened to the Romans. It happened to the Ottoman Empire. It happened to the British Empire. And it's happening again here in America. And so we tried to lay out what happened, but more importantly, how you can keep the government from continuing to take money out of your pocket in a way that you don't even realize they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to see that even more so in the next 4 years as Mr. Obama continues to create class warfare, in our opinion, pit rich against poor, and try and make an even more dependent American on the federal government.
It's interesting. Rich McFadden, who's on the air with me here, often says when we're talking about things like this, to have people get a perspective, look at your paycheck. If you are drawing a check every week, every 2 weeks, every month, and you don't look at what has taken place in terms of what is out for Social Security, what's out for Medicare, what comes out for regular taxes, income taxes, and you just look at what you're taking home, you're really doing a disservice to yourself, to the country, because without understanding how the system works, and that's how you understand what you are putting into the system, it goes the way that it's going.
It's absolutely right. I don't think many people take the time to look at that, Doug. And when you do, it's kind of frightening. In 1913, when we implemented federal income tax, which our founding fathers, by the way, had rejected, they believed that tariffs and trade would pay the bills of the federal government. But nevertheless, it was 2% of your paycheck. Today, most Americans are paying somewhere around 25 to 30% of their paychecks.
Yeah.
And by the time you figure your tax on gasoline and your tax on groceries, many people have 50% of their income going to the federal government. And that's why wages have not kept up with the cost of living. Now, up till recently, we really didn't feel it because we had our houses going up in value every year. So it worked as, if you will, a de facto savings account. So you didn't really feel as poor as you were because you had the equity in your home. Well, then when we had the real estate crash in 2007 and that equity evaporated, most Americans found out that they weren't keeping up with the cost of living, and in many cases either lost their homes, lost their savings, or found themselves behind the eight ball. It was very predictable, Doug. And if people had done just what you said, just take time to look at what the government is taking out of your check and then look at what it costs to live, you'll see that there are ways to avoid it. You've got to be smarter than the government. Isn't it sad, Doug, that you and I have to have a conversation on how to educate the American people to protect themselves against the federal government? It's
wow.
Sad, but it needs to be done.
All right. One of the ways that you can do that, this book, The Great Debasement, is available. Craig is happy to offer a copy of the book. If you call 800-630-1494 and just mention Doug Steffen, that's 800-630-1494. Get The Great Debasement. The essence of what we're talking about here in terms of Craig Smith, who's chairman of the Swiss America Trading Corporation. In essence, you just got me to go down another path for a second, and we're short on time, but I want to go into the Waste, Fraud, Corruption, and Abuse Department, which is another area. These people who say we ought to be paying more in taxes, why would you pay more in taxes to support a system that is so corrupt? For example, you know these numbers, Craig, I'm sure, in terms of waste in the Pentagon. The Defense Department budget is $700,000. Government Accounting Office, which pretty much everybody respects, says if we cut out the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in the Pentagon alone, we could get exactly the same protection, if you will, or coverage, spending $460 billion. That means $240 billion a year wasted. How can you look at your paycheck and think, how much of my paycheck is going into the funnel, which is a flusher?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Doug. And, I mean, everybody knows the story of you and I could go to the Ace Hardware store and buy a hammer for $25, but if you buy it through the Pentagon, it's $300.
Right.
And this would be akin to having a leak in your gas tank, and you go in to refill your gas tank every day. By the time you get back to the car, it's empty. You got to plug the leak first. And you're absolutely right. Why should the American people continue to spend more money with the government, whether it be the top 2% or the middle class or even the people that don't pay taxes? Why should they continue to send money into a system that we know is corrupt, we know doesn't work, and we know wastes as much as they spend? The American people should demand the fix before we continue to send more money to very wasteful politicians.
The Great Debasement. Craig's book, 800-630-1494. Tell him when you call that number. You're listening to Doug Steffen. Craig's happy to give you a free copy. The Great Debasement, 800-630-1494. For more discussions on the lines of what we've been talking about, Craig R. Smith, chairman of the Swiss America Trading Corporation. Thanks very much for being here on Good Day.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you for what you do with America, bringing this information to them. We appreciate it, and that's why we offer the book.
The number, again, for the book is 800-630-1494. The book is called The Great Debasement, 800-630-1494.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Oh, Dad?
Why don't you turn it off?
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
What happened to responsibility? A girl recently complained to me that her rights were being violated because she'd run out of her unemployment benefits. She was angry despite living in subsidized housing and on food stamps. She didn't want to find work and felt she had a right to continue living off other people's taxes. People think they have a right to a college education or to health and retirement benefits. Too many Americans don't understand their real rights and their equally real responsibilities as laid out in our founding documents. We have the right to pursue our happiness, not to receive a good life funded by others. We the people have the responsibility as American citizens to look at every law and regulation that governs us through the lens of liberty and oppose those that restrict our freedom or opportunity to succeed.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
All right, television report now, 15 before the hour on Good Day. Jennifer Horn out for the rest of the week. Roberta, I think, is back tomorrow.
Jennifer's posting from New York. It's all glittery and shiny and lights, and she loves it. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. John Stewart in the television news today. He's won 13 Emmys over the past 13 years that he's done The Daily Show. He revealed that he almost passed on doing this gig.
Oh, yeah.
He was interviewed in a situation. I guess he and Colbert were together when they initially talked to Comedy Central about the idea for the show. He was met with resistance. I walk in the door into a room with some writers and producers, and the first thing they say is, "This isn't some MTV BS, is it?" Then he was told not to change jokes or improvise on the things the writers gave him.
Wow.
What I did not realize is that a lot of the people who work there are blank. Called his agent and said, "Get me the blank out of this. These people are insane." As for how close he came to giving up on the gig, he said, I had to be talked down from a moderately high cliff.
Wow.
But he stuck it out, and after 2.5 years, the natural winnowing process took place. Everything worked out, and he's in charge, and they like him.
He runs the show now.
Yeah, he does.
Ain't no doubt.
And he does a good job. I think it's a good show, actually. Speaking of good shows, there are a lot of good shows on, and not all of them are on in prime time. Certainly that show, The Daily Show, is not on in prime time. It's 11 o'clock, I think, local time, when that show is aired. A lot of the syndicated daytime programs, we talk about The View a lot, and Ellen DeGeneres, and Oprah, and Wendy Williams, have some pretty interesting things going on, depending on if you understand who your audience is. Steve Harvey's another one, does a good daytime program, and there's some other shows that are on the chew, I think you can have. I think that's a ridiculous waste of time. Oh, God. At any rate, Wendy, but it's all about taste. That's really what it boils down to. Wendy answers an audience member's question yesterday, Richie, about whether this audience person ought to stay friends with a married man who's now getting a divorce.
I met this great guy, and I thought he was single until his wife called me.
Oh.
Yeah, she told me he was married, living with her with two kids. So I confronted him. He did confess and say he was married, and he was getting a divorce. And he showed me the divorce paperwork, and he still wants to be friends.
He had the paperwork? What, in the
book? He emailed it to me.
He emailed it to me.
So he still wants to be friends. Should I continue the friendship until the divorce is signed, or just walk away?
How old are you?
25.
Not only do you walk away even after the divorce is final, what do you want with a divorce? Divorced man with alimony and two kids.
True.
Leave this man alone.
Wow.
Wow.
That's strong stuff, huh? Whew. Okay.
She doesn't hold back.
No, she doesn't. That's why people like her, and I think there's something appealing about that, frankly. It's an appealing program. Speaking of appealing, Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru, instructs us on the 12 days of Christmas in terms of, I forget how we actually set this up, he has 12 days of exercise.
This is going to have to be the 12 days before Christmas because we were throttled appropriately because the 12 days of Christmas does happen after Christmas, as you thought.
Right. All right. So what we'll do is, under the circumstances, we will review these 12 perhaps after Christmas as well as before Christmas because they're still applicable. So Andrea Metcalf joins us in a moment for a few moments. Exercise the focus next on Good Day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedpttfree to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
An idea developed yesterday in the program, so we decided we'd spend 60 seconds a day between now and Christmas and maybe after Christmas with our exercise friend, Andrea Metcalf, andreametcalf.com. All right, so what's today's exercise of the day for the 12 days of Christmas?
Mountain climbers. Hands on the floor, down low, and drive your knees up to each elbow. How's that?
They are killers. And they work.
They're called mountain climbers.
Mountain climbers. So you get down, your hand kind of in a push-up position,
yep.
And then you kind of you keep your hands down and you run. So you basically bring your knee up to each elbow. So while you're in a push-up position, you run, kind of like you're climbing a mountain, but on the floor.
There you go.
And climbing a mountain on the floor.
They are killers.
All right. So what was yesterday's?
Yesterday was the burpee.
Ah, that's right. And what do we do on the burpee? We have to be cumulative. What's the burpee? How do we do the burpee?
You can go to fitclub.com and see them all.
Oh,
right, Andrea?
Oh, right. That's Andrea's. That's very good. Check out all the exercises for Christmas, the 12 days of fitness at fitclub.com. Thanks to Andrea Metcalf on Good Day.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
After the hour for our weekly visit with the animal expert all people are talking about, they all go to. He's the go-to guy for all kinds of things when it comes to loving your pet. He'll teach you new ways of doing it. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. A number of things that are happening in the world of pets, but doesn't include you getting a pet for Christmas. Let's just underscore that. So Warren will be here in just a moment with a couple of things dogs are being taught. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
So Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show to talk about how to handle things with your pet, or just anecdotal things. If you haven't seen the video of the day today, Warren, at DougStefan.com, it's the story of a dog waiting patiently for his boy master to play in a puddle. It is beyond cute.
I haven't seen it, but I'm definitely going to go to it right after we hang up. I'm going to look at it.
All right. So, meanwhile, I mean, we have pictures. There are pictures of pets all over the website today, and all of them are aimed at making you smile, as pets do make us smile. We find, Charlotte was just here a few minutes ago snoring away, and we were laughing about it. She's so precious, and all of our pets to us are usually, if you know how to handle them and know what they mean to you. I thought it was interesting. We had a story at DougStefan.com about the New Zealand SPCA teaching dogs how to drive. Let's see, there's another story there about Jenna Miller, who loves puppies so much, she came up with a business to help abandoned puppies find permanent homes at the at Brigham Young University. I thought this was pretty interesting.
That was the rent. She's renting the puppies.
She's renting them.
Yeah, there's kind of mixed feelings about
really?
That. Some people in the field of animal behavior feel it's really not good for them to go from one home to another home to another home. It creates a lot of confusion from a behavioral standpoint for the dog. But my feeling is generally this. Any dog that's in a shelter would be better off in a home.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. More socializing, more exposure, less craziness. So I don't know about the rental fee. I think the foster way would be a better idea.
Well, but she started, I mean, she is renting them. She's taking care of them to a point, I guess. But the dogs who have been abandoned are now in, you don't know whether they're in loving homes. You got to hope that they are. But they're being taken care of, and they're not in a cage all day long.
Well, it's kind of like the same approach that San Francisco tried to take, where they were giving pets to the homeless people to care for. I mean, I don't know if you heard that story, but what they wanted to do in San Francisco was they wanted to take dogs from shelters that had no homes and give them to the homeless people from a socialization point of view, and then adopting them out at that point. And I didn't think that was a great idea either.
All right, what do you think about this idea? The New Zealand Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is trying to clear up common misconceptions about dogs, rescue dogs. This fellow said sometimes people think because they're getting an animal that's been abandoned, somehow it's a second-class animal. So apparently driving a car actively demonstrates to potential rescue dog adopters that you can teach an old dog new tricks. So this outfit is trying to teach dogs how to drive.
All I can say, Doug, is if you've ever driven in L.A., it's got to be an improvement. It's got to be. Having a schnauzer alongside me on the left and a bulldog on the right, it's got to be an improvement. You know, it's interesting.
Actually, I'm trying to figure out how this works.
Well, you know, there are interesting things. There are cars now that are kind of made for people with physical challenges, and I guess they can take a car and make it to the point where the dog can drive. I think it's more of a put-on than anything else.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting. If you have a dog, you know, I've been to so many rescue and humane organizations and adoption events. If you have a dog that's well behaved, it's so much easier to find a home for that dog. That's why I wish, and what I do, is I don't want to sound egotistical, but I've never charged a penny to train a dog for humane society. I wish more behaviors and trainers would do that so more dogs would find their way home.
That's right. It's a barking good time here on the Good Day program. Also with Warren, check out his petshow.com website. It's 59 after on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.